For many Canadians, traditional Chinese medicine, TCM, is often shrouded in mystery, yet it remains a lifeline for those seeking alternative health solutions. Now, proposed changes to Health Canada's regulations for natural health products, NHPs, could push TCM further out of reach, warns the Chamber of Chinese Herbal Medicine of Canada, CCHMC. Under the Food and Drugs Act, Health Canada currently charges fees for regulatory services such as those for drugs and medical devices, but NHPs, such as vitamins, supplements, and TCM products, have been exempt, relying on taxpayer funding. The new regulations would introduce cost recovery fees for NHPs to cover licensing and oversight, which Health Canada says will ensure a sustainable and risk-based approach to regulating these products. However, Tony Chung, president of CCHMC, warns that these measures would disproportionately burden TCM businesses, severely limiting imports and reducing access to essential remedies for patients. Overregulation will force businesses to cut imports, leaving TCM practitioners with no products to care for patients. This could jeopardize the health of the Chinese community and TCM consumers, Chung said during a January 17 media conference in Markham, co-hosted by the Canadian Health Food Association, CHFA. Chung estimates that the changes, which are set to take effect in December 2025, will drive up the retail prices of Chinese patent medicines by 20-30%. The new rules also require labeling changes and annual licensing fees for each product, making compliance costly and unsustainable for many businesses. Unlike Western medicine, where one product like Tylenol can address multiple symptoms, TCM offers highly specialized remedies tailored to specific conditions, such as stomach pain, headaches, or toothaches. With 400 to 500 varieties of common remedies, paying separate licensing fees for each product would make it impossible for businesses to survive, Chung said. The new regulations don't just affect TCM, but all NHPs, said Aaron Skelton, president and CEO of CHFA, noting the broader implications of the proposed changes. NHPs, including TCM, are incredibly important to Canadians. If these laws proceed, they will restrict access to essential remedies and severely limit consumer choice. This isn't just a threat to businesses but also to the preservation of cultural heritage, Skelton said. Carmen Bello, who has benefited from TCM, is a strong advocate for maintaining access to these remedies. For 12 years, Bello suffered from hemorrhoids without finding relief through Western medicine. Specialists kept telling me to eat properly or use salt water, but nothing worked. Even surgery wasn't guaranteed to fix it, Bello said. Everything changed after the desperate man visited a Chinese medicine store in Markham. The TCM doctor gave me an ointment made from Chinese herbs. After just a few months, my hemorrhoids were completely cured, with no pain during the treatment or recurrence to this day, he shared. He said the proposed regulations would unfairly limit access to treatments that have proven effective for many. Canadians deserve the freedom to choose what works for them. The government shouldn't legislate restrictions that push Chinese medicine out of the market, Bello added. While Chung acknowledges the need for regulatory compliance, he urges Health Canada to adopt a more nuanced approach. Chinese medicine meets Health Canada's standards for safety, effectiveness, and quality, but it's incredibly complex. Its remedies often have intricate compositions that don't easily fit on standard packaging labels, or its disintegration time may differ from Western medicines. That doesn't mean they're unsafe or non-compliant, Chung said. He called on Health Canada to consider the diversity of TCM practices when finalizing the regulations. We're asking for a more reasonable approach that recognizes the unique nature of Chinese medicine, he said. The CCHMC and CHFA are currently collecting signatures for a petition urging the government to implement balanced regulations that protect access to TCM and other NHPs. The petition will be presented to Parliament in March. More information is available at https://www.rcommons.ca/petitions/n/petition/sign/e-5200. Scarlett Liu is a federally funded local journalism initiative reporter at Markham Economist & Sun.